Kiddushin Perak Aleph Mishnah Beis. Eved Ivri Nikne Bekesef Uvishtar. An Eved Ivri, a Jew that is purchased, so he can be purchased from Beis Din. He can sell himself, so you can give him money. There are several scenarios where a Jewish slave is sold, and he can be sold by himself, he can be sold by Beis Din. So he can be bought with Kesef, and this is learned out from the pasuk where it says, Mikesef Miknoso. This is by an Eved Ivri that is sold, that sells himself to a Goy. By a Goy, we know that it was purchased by Kesef, because that's mostly their Kinyanim or by Kesef. And the Jew that's sold to another Jew, that's learned out from a different pasuk. That's learned out from Amma Ivriya. The Torah says, Vehefta, when you redeem her, you pay back Lufi the years that she worked. You reduce the sale by that number. And obviously Rashi says that if when you're now redeeming her, you're paying and reducing that amount of time, obviously the initial master could have purchased her bekesef, because that's what you're doing now. You're reducing the kesef. Uvishtar, Neved Ivri can be purchased with a shtar. The Torah says, by Amma Ivriya, imacheres yikach lo. Well, she's already with one master. If this person marries somebody else, so there's a hekish that just like that other person that the master could marry with a shtar, so too the Amma Ivriya is also with a shtar. And also, Eved Ivri is learned from Amma Ivriya, because the Torah says, Ivri Oha Ivriya, so there's a hekish between the two. So they're learned out from each other. The Karnis Atzmo B'Shonim, and he can buy himself back from the master with years. That's 6 years, as the Torah says. It for sure applies to 6 years when Beis Din sells. Shailuz is when a person sells himself to another Jew. Does the 6 years apply? That's a machlokes. The Chacham say no. So therefore, according to the Chacham, this is only talking about v'kones asum b'shanim. Is only talking about when Beis Din sells. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's even when he sells himself. He also always goes out in 6 years. Uva Yovel. And Yovel, the 50th year of the Shemitah cycle, that according to everybody, he always goes out in Eved Ivri. Uvigiron Kosef. And also, he always has the ability to pay back the master less the years that he works. So in other words, if let's say he sold himself for 6 manos, so every year is a mana, and he worked for him for 1 year, so now he only has to buy himself for 5 manos. Yisera love Amma Ivriya. But there's one other way that an Amma Ivriya can be kind to herself, more than an Eved Ivri. Shekones atzum b'simanim. Because if she's sold before she has simanim, once she has 2 sirus, she also leaves. And that's learned out from the Reba of the Pasuk, of Yatzachinam. Hanirtza, that's the Eved Ivri that's pierced, that has his ears pierced on the doorpost. Nikne Bertzia. So he's Kona Liolam by this piercing. And Liolam doesn't mean forever, it means till Yovel. Vekonis Atzmo, and he acquires himself back, by Yovel, like we said. Uvemisis Ha'adon, and the death of his master. And Eved Ivri goes free with the death of his master. And the drasha is Va'avdo. Only to him, it's Liolam. Meaning, don't think that you can Yarshin this Eved. He goes free. So a guy, an Eved Ivri, always goes free Yovel. The Shaila is, though, what if his master died within the 6 years? There, the son actually takes over and he works for his son. Because there, it just says Sheish Yamim Yavod. It's not like a Lashon of Va'avado. But it's only the son, though. It's not Stam, anybody that Yarshins the dead person's Nechasim. So like a daughter and a brother, all the other Yarshim, he wouldn't have to work for. And also, like the Rav says, the same din by an Amma Ivriya. Just like the Nirtza, she also goes free by Misa Sa'adun.